Hollywood comedies these days typically come in two types, the ones made for the boys and the ones, the romantic ones, made for the girls. The boys get The Hangover, and the girls get He's Just Not That Into You. Which is why Bridesmaids was so refreshing in 2011. It let the girls have all the fun and get all the laughs.
Jesus, Megan. I'm sorry, I want to apologize. I'm not even confident of which end that came out of.
And it was huge, selling $300 million worth of tickets around the world. So for the last 2 years, movie studios have been in a kind of frenzy to make more raucous, grown-up comedies about women. Paul Feig directed Bridesmaids, and now he's out with The Heat. It's a buddy cop comedy starring Sandra Bullock as an uptight FBI agent and Melissa McCarthy as an unruly local detective. The screenplay is by Katie Dippel, whose day job is writing for Parks and Recreation. Here's a scene from The Heat where Bullock and McCarthy's characters are strategizing before they go in to interrogate a suspect.
How long is this going to take?
I don't know. Maybe 12 hours, hopefully less. I have to find out what drives him.
Or we could just go in there and beat him with a phone book.
No. For so many reasons, no. Okay, you just need to be patient, all right? It is crucial that you remain patient.
It's also crucial that you stop wearing that stupid barrette.
What is the problem with this? I mean, you have one on your head.
Yeah, on top of my head like a normal person.
What is the difference?
Just move on.
Director Paul Feig and screenwriter Katie Dippel join me now. Paul and Katie, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you, Kurt.
Hi.
So I guess the buddy cop comedy genre was maybe invented on television with I Spy when I was a kid. And then in the 1980s with Beverly Hills Cop and 48 Hours, the movie genre was established. But this is the first buddy cop movie I know about where it's two female cops. Paul, have you been wanting to make that movie for a while?
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, it was just I over the years, ever since I did Freaks and Geeks, was trying to get projects off the ground that had female lead characters. And you would just immediately kind of be shut down, not even like a scolding way, just like, well, no, we can't do that because here's business reason why we can't do that. And after—
Can you make her a man?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. I mean, actually, I finally got tired of saying like, okay, and going like, well, wait, I know all these really funny women, and there's these funny women who I really like and I'm seeing showing up in movies, and they're not being funny. Not to call out any names, but, you know, I love Rachel Harris and I love the movie The Hangover, but, I mean, that was the most shrewish portrayal of a woman I've ever seen, and Rachel is really funny. And then same like Sarah Silverman in another great movie, School of Rock. I'm like, oh, good, here comes Sarah. She's going to be hilarious. And no, she's just being a mean girlfriend. And it's such like a little boy's view of how women are. Like, oh, they ruin the good time. And
yeah,
mom
yeah, yeah.
shows up and makes
no
you stop.
No girls in the clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No girls allowed. So we're tearing that sign down.
Yes. I also think Bridesmaids helped a lot. Because before, when you would talk about ideas you had, you know, to star females, the thing you would hear back was, well, let's wait and see how Bridesmaids does. Which is also crazy to me that if Bridesmaids had not done well, that people would have been like, well, we tried. You know, that's it.
Sorry, ladies. Nothing ever again.
Yeah. No doubt they would have done exactly that,
yeah.
right?
Women on a poster is like poison to men because they go, oh, it's going to be one of those movies. And so I'd just like to get that out of the way. So when you see two women and you go like, oh, they're funny, you just go see it because, you know, it'll be funny.
Katie, before you became a TV writer, you performed improv and you had been a professional writer for a decade. This, however, is your first feature. Was your first feature script?
Just the first one to be made.
Had you always wanted to write a cop comedy? How did this happen?
Yeah, well, I mean, I always loved buddy cop movies, and I just doing the action stuff was a stretch for my brain. I now have so much respect when I see like a great action sequence.
And it seems like an implausible, impossible part of your backstory that you actually applied to be an FBI agent.
Yes, I did. I was always obsessed with it, and I love Silence of the Lambs. And I applied after college.
You can play that. Sort of. You're
yeah,
kind of
thank you.
Young Jodie Foster.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Everyone's going to picture just young Jodie Foster sitting here listening to this.
No.
But I applied, and it was an online application, and there was no room to sort of stretch and make yourself sound awesome, like in the cover letter. And the first question was, do you have any full-time work experience? And I wrote, no, just part-time. The next one was, are you fluent in any language? And I was a Spanish minor, but not fluent, so I had to write, no. And then the next question was, have you done any drug 5 times or more? And I was like, yes. And then I hit next, and it was just, thank you for submitting to the FBI. And that was it.
And you were in.
So, I'm working for them.
Say you smoked pot six times. That's an automatic disqualifier for being a special agent of the FBI?
I think that they've stretched it a little more.
Now they
over
say
time.
24 times?
Wow. Yeah.
It's the admitting that you've done it is what gets you kicked out.
Well, you have to because they still do the lie detectors and everything. So you're getting caught. I think that the fact that I had done these drugs, but there was also nothing else I could offer them was the issue.
That's right.
Your day job has been, as I said, writing for Parks and Recreation. That's a very different kind of writing that doesn't jibe with anything I know as writing. It was adapting to the sitting in a room and typing alone great? A new thing?
It was a mixed bag. I mean, sometimes it's fun just to go off on your own and just write whatever you want, you know, and have that freedom. But then, you know, it's really nice being able to turn to a full writer's room and be like, hey, what would be funny here? You know, really miss that. It's nice. But then so
that's an app. That's a web service you guys could start, right?
Yes, exactly. Oh, virtual writer's room.
Exactly.
That would be great.
And every time you sign it, just be people eating lunch.
Yes. And then watching YouTube videos.
You are now, Paul Feig, with this movie, which will undoubtedly be successful, the generalissimo of this emergence of the equally smart, equally funny female comedy. Does it ever strike you as ironic, odd, uncomfortable that you're a man being this generalissimo?
Well, I mean, I love it because I love funny women and always have. But it is a little odd that it's such a shortage of these movies that it falls to me, a 50-year-old man, to suddenly be the one. You know, and I'm really trying to break down the walls, but I don't want to be the walls I'm breaking down is so that I can just do them all because I can't do that many. And there's so many funny women who should be in these things and writing them and directing them. But women are half the population of the world, and our ratios are way off right
More
now.
Than half the population.
Well, there you go, see? And yet this summer of studio releases, we are the only movie this summer to star women.
Really?
Yep, the only one. I mean, there's a couple of indies coming out like Bling Ring and To-Do List, but otherwise, no, that's it, nothing.
Do you feel, oh my gosh, Bridesmaid changed what Katie could aspire to write and sell. This has to be good too, or they'll say, oh, that was a fluke and a one-off?
Yeah, I do feel that weirdly because, again, since we're the only one, if we underperform, they'll go, well, see, you can't open a movie with women in the summer. And
yeah.
Then you're going to just keep getting all these guy movies. It's so very self-serving, but, you know, the only thing Hollywood listens to is box office. So please go see The Heat.
you, Paul, have directed, in addition to Bridesmaids and other features, lots and lots of television episodes in the last 10 years of some of the most beloved shows like The Office and 30 Rock and Mad Men and Arrested Development. Do you ever have a hankering to say, I've got this idea for a TV show. I'm going to go do that for the next 5 years?
Well, I love TV. I mean, TV is in such a great place these days. It's way better than movies, to be honest.
It is the golden age, as we know.
But no, I never want to walk away from television. I would like to keep my hand in both.
And you, Katie, now that you're a big-time Hollywood writer and have sold your next script and blah, 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 are you just like looking down on your Parks and Rec colleagues and going to walk away soon?
Oh, absolutely. No, good. Of course not. Good. No. Not at all, no.
Okay, I think we're done here. But you want to keep doing that?
Yeah. I mean, I had to take a leave from it, but I do miss it.
But she is writing two more scripts for me, so.
Is that right,
she's
too?
Not going back anytime soon. Sorry, Mike Scherer.
So you're going to keep making movies together?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If she will have me.
Absolutely.
Does it feel like, I mean, certainly with Bridesmaids and now, assuming The Heat is a gigantic box office success.
Please.
The conversation of women aren't funny, are women as funny? We're at the beginning of the end of that, presumably.
Yeah, whenever that debate comes back up online, I'm like, this is crazy. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
But it's kind of like gay marriage, you know? You go like, okay, eventually the old guard will die out and nobody will think about this anymore.
Well, it was a pleasure meeting and talking to you both.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kurt.
Katie Dippold wrote and Paul Feig directed The Heat, which opens everywhere in America this weekend.